This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Hey, girl. So how did Metallica save a family from a horrible death? A grisly death, if you will.
A bear attack.
Oh.
You say grisly.
That's really, really clever of you. But no.
Dad choked on some cheap dip.
I was going to say you dip too much.
No, but ew.
Yeah. You want me to stop dipping, James? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Can't do it.
So there's a couple in Virginia. You ever been to Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
Drive through.
It's pretty.
I've never been, but
I hear it's nice.
Most uptight highway patrolmen.
Yes.
I
saw more cops and speed checks, and I saw lovers. So I think it should be Virginia's for speed traps.
Are you saying they're more anal retentive, or are they just really stressed out?
They like getting tourist speed money.
Yeah, they don't really give you much leeway as far as the speedometer goes.
Also, gotcha. If you drive from here to like New York or Pennsylvania, driving through Virginia is the longest state to drive through.
It takes forever.
It really is. That stretch from the border to Richmond is a lot longer than Richmond to D.C.
Where the rich men live, yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Former Braves.
Well, I digress. So let's get back to the story.
All right, Taz.
So,
Peter,
well, this family, a couple in Virginia, they went to bed early on May 6th because they were supposed to have seen Metallica the next night.
Oh, yeah, they were in Blacksburg for a show, which is at Virginia Tech.
Oh, okay.
Lane Stadium.
So what is their connection to Hokie Nation?
Well, you know, the football team uses Enter Sandman to come out to. And I can't remember when they started.
Nation.
Yeah,
and do we still have that?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think we do.
Wow.
I have to look and see. They came out to that, and of course they did a show on this tour in Lane State. Packed it out too.
I don't know crap about hockey except Swamp Rabbits. And like Wayne Gretzky, I met him once. But whoever Adam Copeland, old Edge of Asheville, North Carolina fame, whoever he pulls for, he went to the.
Oh, I think it was Maple Leaves.
Yes,
I think
Maple,
yeah.
Not Mabel.
Maple Leaves. No, it was Maple Leaves with him.
Mabel.
Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
Maybelline.
But he was in the box watching the playoffs with James Hetfield. I was like, first off, the fact that he's a hockey fan's wild.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that like I don't think of Metallica as like in sports.
No.
Oh.
I think they like whiskey, cigarettes,
like
playing poker. Darts,
yeah, real men stuff.
Raising hell,
darts, hell yeah.
Scratching their balls.
That's what I love.
Not washing their
if
hands.
If I had them, I'd scratch them.
My God. Don't zip them, though.
Scratch them if you got them.
Use them or lose them.
Oh, boy. All right. So this family, they were going to the concert the next night. And so the night before, something terrible happened at their home. A truck plowed through their living room where they'd normally be watching TV, but they
it was Garth Brooks' daddy.
But they went to sleep because they had to get some rest. They thought they were going to the show. And their daughter then thanked Metallica for saving their parents' lives.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, yeah, that's fun.
You know, Elton John said Nothing Else Matters is one of the greatest songs ever written. And that's coming from him. Because I think he either covered it. I think he did cover it, actually. Or he was asked about it. Because it came out, he was a big Metallica fan. Took the band by surprise that he said that about that song.
That's a good song.
Just
thank
off top
that.
Of your head, why is he called Rocket Man? Because I thought like David Bowie was like the guy who was doing all that space stuff.
Space oddity.
Like what? Yeah, was he just Rocket Man because of the song? Because his record label is called Rocket Records. I remember that.
Ground Control to Major Tom. That was Bowie.
That was Bowie. And he was on the Space Odyssey soundtrack, I think, too. Anyway, it's like he's got such a rocket. It's like between him and Raheem Ishmael and Roger Clemens,
yeah.
Who's the real Rocket Man? Would you please stand up?
I got to please stand up. Yeah. You want the video page is talking about the hype video for the football team?
No.
Hey, Hokie Nation! Time to kick some butt. Yeah. This is Metallica. Yeah. Start jumping!
Go!
Yeah. I love that.
They hooked him up.
Look at you over there again.
Thank you, Fat Boy.
They gave him all jerseys.
He goes in the archives. I know. He does it.
It's archives. Yeah, that's what we call it.
Archives?
Yeah.
Why do they
call it archives? So no one else can find them.
I like chives on baked potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a way to ruin a potato.
Really? Are you going to the Wendy's potato bar?
No.
The internet says that's why he's called Rocket Man, because of the song.
That's wild.
Okay.
Why is Roger Clemens Rocket?
He came out to that song too, remember?
He's gay?
No. He combined bullpen to Rocket Man.
I thought they call that walkout music. It's not come out music. It's something far different.
Here comes Cher.
Usually gets that one. Do you believe in love? Mom and Dad, I'm gay.
Do you believe?
Don't use that out of context later either.
It's like we knew it as soon as we heard the beginning to Believe.
What was I supposed to do?
Did you see the Rogers son hit a home run in front of him at Fenway Park?
The nerve.
Couple months ago. Might have been a month ago.
If your son did that, would you be
what
jealous?
What is his name? Starts with
thankful.
A K. I can't remember.
I can't remember if it was Colby that hit that.
Colby Clemson? I don't know. Jeremy Clemson.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I've had it. I'm ready to go.
We'll find out.
Do you care if there's going to be
an
NSYNC reunion?
No.
Fat Boy does. Cody
Joey
Clemons.
Fatone.
Cody Clemons. Cody with a K.
Yeah.
Says he and his former bandmates have yet to meet to discuss the whole reunion with NSYNC. And everywhere in the world.
Timberlake can't drink. He ain't going on tour.
There's a lot of things that have to become.
Plus, guess what? He don't need the money.
Yeah, no. Plus, Fatone's has got his hot dogs and other things I'm sure he's doing. I don't know.
He's in a Red Lobster commercial.
Chris Kirkpatrick, he's still beefing with an M&M. Yeah.
Let's see how much they're worth.
Well, we'll see if that
happens. Who are the other ones, Fab? Well, you know them all. Don't act like you don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, the only one you left off was Lance.
Lance Bass.
What is he doing? He got married.
Remember, he paid $20 million to go to space. So they got at least.
God.
He had money.
This is Timberlake's by far the wealthiest,
you know,
$250 million.
And I've looked this up before. Katy Perry. She wrote a song about it or something, and she was going to wear like GoPro.
They're stupid.
No, you're not either. You pay that, or, you know, with her case, it got sponsored. Somebody paid for her to go, but you do not get to take any photos of your own. Like, that's some bull crap. That's like going to see Dave Chappelle and do stand up.
They're not letting
but
you
bring found
your
in
phone
the bank.
Because it could mess with the radar. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Back in 69, we're sitting there just lollygagging, doing selfies all over the damn moon. But yet, you go up there and you're a celebrity in Lance Bass's case, the Bassmaster himself.
Mm-hmm.
The Bassmaster.
He should get a hat.
Oh, Lord. He should be the logo of the store.
It should say Aspro.
Will that affect the customer base?
Assistant professional. But, like, you imagine you pay that. You're just some, you know, mogul. You pay $20 million. You can't even take a picture of what space looks like.
Or you're out there with Shatner and others. Like, you can't get a selfie?
Like, what made William Shatner cry?
Looking at
scary monsters, probably.
Yeah, I think Vulcan looking down threat. At Earth would be beautiful from looking there at you crying.
But you can't document it. You just got to tell everybody.
It will not be good.
And what if you're looking going, what if I never get to go home?
How do you know if the ship's upside down or not?
You don't.
Do you remember when we were on the cruise?
You have no gravity.
No.
And when we got so far out in the ocean, you probably won't.
No.
We were past that Toledo day.
Where's Batman?
We got so far out in the ocean, all the water was very blue.
Yeah.
But for miles, you couldn't see nothing but water, and you felt like so insignificant.
What happens if they never find us?
What I'm saying, if you go to space, that is it. Like, you're looking at the Earth, like, that's what I'm on. Like, you feel like so small.
But I never thought.
That's why you want to go.
That's me saying that.
I never thought that. Oh, gosh. How dreary.
I'm lost in sea
with you people for the rest of my life. Oh.
I don't want to be like, since I've lost weight, I make fat jokes on you now, though. That's not cool.
That's what
I
mean, look.
I ain't
going to
bitch
thinking.
About it like these millennials.
What if you didn't float, though?
He didn't want to die.
What if
with
you're
us?
The first person that didn't fly? His
He'd face? Be the first out to the dinghy.
What if I jumped in the ocean and the water left?
He wouldn't wait for women and children first. He'd be going.
Oh, Lord.
I'd land on the Titanic as soon as I jumped off the boat.
Call him a Jeremy.
Oh.
He'd be the first.
Japanese. Yeah. Use it. That sounds good.
Well, it sounds like some kind of expensive sushi dish.
Would you like a sushi?
I want the one you fry. Was that tempura?
Southern sushi.
You meant tempura.
I don't want no weird California.
What does it mean, tempura? Is it temporary? Like I'm on doo-doo fast
you're
or what?
Gonna purr. Temporarily. Tempura. So if someone asks, how are you? What are you going to say? Good, bad?
You try to ignore them.
Don't ask.
You just keep walking.
When people say that, I don't.
Well, you know.
I literally don't.
No, I don't know.
Because you say that and you want me to ask. I ain't getting caught in that trap.
How are you?
It's hope it gets better.
How have you been doing?
It's like the Flair logic. He's like, I'll buy you a drink, but you're not going to buy me a drink.
Yeah, but also the rich person logic of give gifts, don't loan money.
Yeah. Well, they're lying. Rich people.
They're not lying, but they have the coffers to do
so. Yeah,
such.
But you know what? If you don't give them something as equally as nice, they're pissed off at you. Because I know from family that you have to ante up and be at their level, whatever Christmas is. Unfortunately.
I know. Damn it.
So, anyway, so there's a new report out that asks Americans how they feel. Are they fully healthy?
Sound like you making apple seltzer over there. You tore up.
You all right?
No, but you know what? I haven't.
Do we need to call somebody?
I have not had a bathroom visit yet, and that's kind of shocking to me.
God, it's 9:16.
So Pickens what? County Library,
for
I'm going to hit you up on
the
way
the
home.
Bathroom or for people coming in the bathroom while you're going? Because that would be awkward.
So I thought the other day he was always just manufacturing some fun radio stories. He sent me a selfie in the toilet at the library. He literally stopped at the library to go to the bathroom.
Well, that was my that's, kind of view.
He's a taxpayer.
It's one of my hotspots.
Sure. And what was said picture? Was it
he was
vulgar?
Doing the podcast with their Wi-Fi.
Well, look, the stall I choose is really nice, so I kind of wanted to show it off. It's got a wooden door.
And it's got a hole cut inside.
Does it have a squishy seat?
It's got one of those gray things that lay down that you can take a nap on or put your clothes on.
That's true, changing babies.
You gray things.
So that's what okay. I like to use.
If they put them on both sides, like what if you had twins, a.k.a. you want to throw your legs up like you're at the gyno? You just want to relax a little bit in there.
Please don't lay on that thing.
Oh, I didn't think about that. If it's up here, I could put a leg up and you get more leverage on the...
Yeah, but if you do that position long enough, I know there's some sex, that you will get really numb from the waist down. So if you go to stand up to wipe and finish up, your legs are going to collapse underneath you.
You don't want to do that.
You get some leverage on the loaf if you throw a leg up.
Jeez.
Well, according to this new report, the
chocolate
average
hostage.
American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month. That's only 63% of the time.
What does that mean, though? Like, you don't ache, you don't hurt, you're not going to Ralph?
Barf.
You don't got hemorrhoids, diarrhea?
When you wake up and you're like, I feel so great. I can't remember the last time I woke up and go, yeah, I feel good.
I do that if I drink a lot of water. I don't wake up with a headache. Now, I probably still snore and have apnea, but...
Do you wake when you drink in a lot of water? When you drink in a lot... I know, so Southern. When you drink a lot of water, do you notice that you wake up ahead of your alarm? Because the natural... Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, really, and then you pee all night if you drink too much water.
Yeah, you
be careful. Really,
well, put on the rubber sheets. Okay. Ain't just for sex.
I sleep with a straw. A scrawl.
Yeah.
I got a scrawl in my joint.
I got some
need.
Sheets made out of old Trojans.
It's a silly straw, too.
All right, then. Latex. I'm Paige.
It's a silly straw.
Sorry.
It's got loops in the scrawl. It goes around and around and around.
Oh, man. Them would suck. They did. Did you ever have one of those? Where you had to take a deep
straw?
Breath and like it's like hitting off an old ball that needed to be
when
cleaned
you're
out.
Kids.
Yeah, and then... You get that all caught up in there. You had to suck hard.
Do you remember when QT first came out? You had the cup, the silly straw.
When it first came out.
There was another littler cup on the silly straw that the drink went into, and then you drank it from
there.
Oh,
that's too much work.
It was too much. Too much lung capacity was used.
That's why they quit putting them out.
Like it was like using one of them tall bongs.
Oh, yeah, the old gravity bongs. Paperweights you're talking about?
Yeah. All right, we will take a break. We still got birthdays or suck-its and much, much more. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Raddest Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pantera Unplugged?
No.
Want guitars. I want to hear Darnell play some guitar. Many others.
Daryl, he's gone.
Yeah.
Dimebag Darnell was somebody else we knew. He sold drugs.
Oh, Lenny boy. Paul and many more.
Yeah.
Lena Paul. Dang it, that's a porn star. I'm sorry. I get him
Lena
mixed
Paul.
Up.
You just are so messed
yeah,
up.
Her up.
All right. Is it worth it? Oh, see,
that's real. Oh, yeah.
We didn't even do the thing. What's her last name?
Paul.
Is this going to be like one who has like a big old... It's a transsexual type. Well, you. No, she's not.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, I've seen her before.
Yeah.
I've seen her before.
This is good about it. Like, hey, that's who you are.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, you're out somewhere and you're like, I've seen you before. I don't know about that. I'm from out of town. I've seen you, though.
Like, I know you.
What do you
somewhere.
Do for a living? I'm a porn star. Oh, okay. That's it.
That's it. Now you don't have to wonder. You could take a picture and upload it to Google and it's like, hey, here's who this is.
Is that how that's how they dox people?
Probably.
Yeah.
The information's readily available. That's how I found out who Dog Fart was. Just take a picture and hey.
That's not his birth name?
No.
Ah.
His mother named him that.
I know. It's like finding out Wee Man.
Dog Fart.
Wee Man, that's not his real name. Like, I thought he was Wee Baby when he was first born, but no.
We're going to name this child Wee Man.
We need a name right now for the child. Dog Fart.
Isn't his last name Acuna? So is he related to... To freaking the Acuna Jerry. Of the Braves.
Acuna Matata. No. Gotta be related.
Oh my God.
Gotta be cousins.
I mean, they have to. That's a far reaching name.
We need a name right now. We're gonna call him Dog Fart.
Isn't that his name? Am I wrong with that? God. Yeah, Jason Acuna.
Yep, women.
Okay.
Acuna. Had a birthday recently.
Acuna Matata.
I just watched him in Jackass Forever. He had the triple wedgie.
I bet
he and Ronald
painful.
Are related.
We got to be.
Okay.
Do you want to come back and do the thing?
Can we play it and then come back
to
it? Because I think that'll set it up. So, and what's fun is y'all are awesome. Many of you online, the P1s, the listeners of this show. A lot of you, like when I did a reel page, you know, mm-hmm. like a video. And many of you were quick to point out, I believe there's this radio show that has this thing called an FOF line you could call. That's true, but I decided to do it on video, and boy, I swear, some of y'all are some hateful ass people, just hateful. Here's the audio of my video.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the ass are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending, and look at the ass who are like, oh no, I gotta get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But, damn. Look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
It's the...
What was that last one?
It's the straight-up F.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I finally just gave in. And just finally...
I was open.
Yeah, boy, the hate came out on that, on my own line. Good Lord. I mean, I know what it means. Y'all just got to understand the point of view is when the zipper lane ends and people are still riding over on the shoulder of the road.
Rolled.
You're self-righteous. You're a prick. You're an ass H. You are. Like, you got to get in behind everybody. You can't, like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh.
This is clear cut. There's only one answer.
You ride them into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Should we play it again? I got it again.
I mean, if you want to.
It's really good.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the ass car as they drive by. We own 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the assholes who are like, oh no, I gotta get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn, look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
They really were.
Just zooming up there, too, trying to get a spot.
And so you got people on there that were venomous. I mean, said, no, you're the reason why the traffic backs up, because you fall in line. And I'm like,
what are they supposed to do?
I got in. So I can guesstimate here. From here to the wall is probably 12 feet. Am I right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. So the lane is ending in less than that. The width of the car wouldn't have allowed any more cars to go by. That V where it connects like a slice of pizza, it's gone. But people still just, oh, and they'll occasionally throw their hands up like, what's happening? I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, into the wall you go.
Try to take a mile.
Gotcha.
Literally.
And I get it. Now, I also know that when there's a two, like for instance, when I come to work, I go down 291 Pleasantburg Drive. Mm-hmm. Then I take a left to get on 385. And then that lane is a zipper lane. And 9 times out of 10, I will end up getting in the far right because I realize that lane's never used. People don't, they think, oh, this is the lane. But I also don't wait until the last minute to get, I fall in. Like the Chick-fil-A damn line. When you're like, I know I ordered for them. Well, we're just going in order of cars, though. Well, that's stupid.
They don't pay attention.
They don't.
Every other. There's an exit. That's two signs that say keep going.
Yeah.
Switch lanes later. Nobody pays
attention. Or when you get off 385 right here to get on Woodruff.
Yeah, people won't let you merge in.
Well, yeah, but the lane goes for half a mile before you have to merge. And people will just stop there with their blinker. I'm like, you
what
dumb
do I do?
Son of a gun.
If I see you speed up to get, I'm not going to let you in.
If you
no,
go, if
nope.
you. If
I'll
you,
kill you, literally.
If you, I've
with
seen
a knife.
People go
hard
and pass.
In the head.
The merging lane and drive on the side head. And drive on. I've seen them get tickets, so I wouldn't advise you to do that.
Well, I don't advise people to drive like hellions.
I don't ever see.
Yet they do.
I don't ever see the cops around when people are trying to. You know, when they're doing this stuff.
They were raking in the money and dunking this weekend. I saw them had, first off, the GPS goes, speed check alert. I was like, usually that's bull crap. So I kept driving like hell, and all of a sudden, I saw three police cars.
I
pulling them over and dunking.
I learned my lesson with reckless driving.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were drunk that time, though, right?
No, it never was. It's 4 points for speeding going over a certain amount.
You really have to drive defensively. It's the only way to mm-hmm. operate.
Yeah.
You can't
now, I know this guy, but I don't know if he's on my team or not. Let's go to peeling old money cards. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Just hanging out. All right. So, your thoughts about zipper drivers?
I agree with you 100%. You saw that same sign over a half a mile ago that you needed to get over, and if you're going to ignore that and try to pass me, we're going to take bumpers off.
Yep.
All right.
Are you clogging right now by chance?
Are you walking in wooden shoes?
No, I'm sitting in the car fixing to walk in the plant. It's a little rainy out here. So
that's
I'm
rainy.
I'm head in here and get the shift started.
Oh, you're going to the bathroom first.
That's what he said.
I'm probably going to have to hit the dryer to dry my hair that I don't have.
Ah. Oh,
bless you. You can always, you know, squeegee it off.
That's right. Wow. Squeegee
that's
it off.
It.
Hey, you have a, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm awful with messages online. So, if you've messaged me, I know we talk. Shut up.
It's a convenient excuse.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Hey, it's all good, man. I know you've been busy. Been praying for you, too, brother.
Oh, quit praying for me. No, I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I really do. Thank you. Have a good morning, brother. That is the biggest Jeremy Clements collector in the entire world.
Yeah, but does he have the bobblehead?
Yes.
The bobblehead.
Yes.
I don't have the bobblehead.
He's got, like, all the gold vinyl. Super Fractors, all the one-on-ones, all of them.
God, this is what jugs the perfect person to talk about this stuff. Yeah, as we does for a living, he probably weaves in and out of traffic.
Yeah, but they don't have zipper. Well, they do coming off of the pit.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Break it down. Live from CallRobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on this day, the 28th of May.
Baby.
Happy birthday. Suck it.
Yeah, I'll start with this gentleman right here. He's been on the show before. Does not play football anymore. I think he sought to get his conservatorship overturned from the Tui family.
God, I almost said Precious. It's not Precious. Blindside.
It is Blindside.
Yeah, but what's his real name? Corey Stringer.
Nope. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he died.
Former Raven, former Carolina Panther, former Tennessee Titan.
Michael. Last name starts with what letter?
O.
Oprah. Orr. Michael Oprah.
It is Michael Orr.
Michael Orr.
You asked him if he ever saw Ray Lewis kill anybody.
Well, I was in a place where we had limited time, and we were just... All right, that question sucked. Here's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's right.
Oh, I just
That's better up. Than asking, besides Targer, who's your favorite golfer?
I just noticed something.
Dork. You can't even say Targer.
Targer.
Like, you talk about Tiger Woods, you're talking about Tanger Outlet. Which one is it, Targer?
You're trying to mix the two. That's the one we send you live to Augusta, but it was Augusta Road. I loved it.
It was great.
Jeff's going to Augusta.
We sent Jeff during Masters. The Friday Masters. We're going to talk to Jeff live from Augusta. Talking about the... And he was on Augusta Road. God. And that was no bit. He thought he was going to real Augusta.
He was at a gas station talking to people on Augusta Road.
What do you think he's going to win? Man, I don't know. I'm trying to get some Powerball.
Trying to get us back to Targer.
That's what I love radio. I'm trying to get back in my old man. What you get your ass out of here, man.
They still sell cigarettes by the piece.
Let me get $3-4. Michael Orr.
Michael Orr is 39. No, let's see. That movie's 10 years old, probably. 39, yeah.
Say 40.
He is 39 years old today.
Look at you.
I forgot what we were talking about earlier, and I didn't select this. You mentioned the name Colby Calais by accident, trying to think of somebody else.
I was thinking of Roger Clemens' son.
It is her birthday, if you want to guess it. I was like, I just noticed that.
I know the name. I don't remember any of her songs, though.
She had a song called Bubbly. Yeah, it comes out my nose when it goes through my throat. Makes me feel bubbly.
God. What is that about? Champagne or?
I got to find it for you real quick because you'll know
hear it.
When I say champagne, I'm not talking about one of the greatest indie wrestlers that ever lived. The great Champagne. Poppy. From North Carolina.
This is the song.
Oh, yeah, I remember those little dainty little songs. You know, like,
goes down my throat, then it comes out my nose.
That's what she's saying?
I think so.
This sounds like another pharmacy song. Like,
do you doo-doo so much that you have thoughts of depression? And it smells real bad. Everybody else wishes they committed suicide?
I was going to say, I don't personally feel the thoughts of suicide, but those in stalls beside me do. Why do you ask? Are you going to tell me about your new medicine called... Sambrotalix. It will make you not have taste buds anymore, but you won't be taking dumps all the time. Think of the money you'll save in toilet paper.
Is your mouth agape when you take a dump? You should learn to close it. Doo-doo particles go in your teeth.
Don't want to tell your gay boyfriend that you have the HIV. Some of the messaging there. Colby Calais, we'll say big birthday 40.
41.
It is a big birthday. She is 40.
Lord God, is there a Powerball going on right now? Because
you're hot.
You know, we'll keep it.
Enough about my looks page. We're talking about
enough about them.
We'll keep it going for ears here because this is probably his favorite song. He is the Secretary of State, Ears from Florida.
Ears from Florida.
Marco Rubio.
But, I mean, his name sounds like something you would chant at a wrestling event.
It sounds like some kind of skin condition you have.
We got two political birthdays today.
Do you suffer from psoriasis, tetter, or...
Rubio.
Rubio.
Do you suffer from Marco Rubio? Do your ears grow to your knees and you can't stop them?
Is he related to the guy who plays basketball named Ricky?
You know what? I don't know,
it's actually. Like, for real? Ricky Rubio?
Mark
Ricky
Rubio? Is Spanish. Marco might be Cuban.
What about Jack Rubio? The guy... Let's see.
What about Marco Polo from Pools fame?
Oh, from Pool fame, yes. When you would just sit there and grab on girls' butts and, I can't find you. Marco.
That was fun.
Kobe Calais page. We've already said is 40.
Marco.
Marco Rubio is 50.
58.
I'm going to go 62.
Oh, you're both a little high on this one. Marco Rubio is only 54 years old today.
My God.
We got more music.
Who says the sun's bad for you?
Do you know this song?
I don't know who sings it. Give me the initials of who sings it.
K.M.
Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue's birthday.
Just give me the initials. I can do it. I mean, I can't. I can figure out what your belt buckle.
What's your belt buckle?
Your pocketbooks.
Did you win a rodeo? Is this a nice buckle?
Although on Gucci, is that GC or is that two G's?
Yeah, like, is that the same thing?
G-U-C-C.
T-U-C-C.
What about Yves Saint Laurent's?
Wivey's.
Givenchy.
Givenchy.
Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
You are.
She don't like to say Givenchy.
Kylie Minogue, everyone knows, is 58.
59.
She is 57 years
old
today.
Shoot fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Brimstone.
This gentleman used to be the governor of South Carolina. His wife was on this show when she promoted her book.
Sanford.
Yep, Mark Sanford.
Lamont.
That was in 2009 that happened. Jenny wrote the book after that. She came on here and she didn't hold back.
Dude, and you remember who we interviewed like a week or two later that was not having any part of that?
Oh, one of the best.
Like, looking back, one of the biggest names. Well, maybe not one of the biggest. I'd say top 25 biggest names we've ever interviewed. The great Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Goldblum.
Remember, because he used to date the girl that Sanford was messing around with.
Well, that was John Edwards.
John Edwards, damn. Yeah,
the girl he had a baby with.
That's what
Goldblum
it was.
Used to date. He wouldn't talk
Who dumped the rebel flag? Beasley?
I don't really want to talk about her.
It was Pam Beasley, Paige, from The Office.
Pam Beasley.
Okay.
I don't talk about females I used to have sex with. Or,
what do you say, Paige?
About, talk about dinosaurs.
David Beasley. Or who is it?
Who is it?
Mark Sanford.
Yes.
Wow, he's the second. We got
53.
Three
posters.
64.
65 years old.
Shoot.
Kirk Gibson, you want to guess Kirk?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, he pissed me off because of the World Series at time.
He's 68 years old, though.
Screw the Dodgers, right, Paige?
Yep.
Yeah, well, screw him.
We got to guess this legend. And I hate this song, but I wanted to hear it. I hate this
Let's
song.
Let's go.
Maybe we'll hear it Friday afternoon.
You hate this song?
I don't like it.
Give me the initials.
JF.
Jeff Francoeur?
No. John Fogerty.
Ah, Fogue.
Put me in, coach.
You know,
I'm finna play.
When he broke off from CCR, he had backup singers.
Mm-hmm.
The Foguettes. They were.
Yep.
Foguettes?
Yes.
They really take off.
Is that better than a rocket? Foguette?
Close.
Well, one of them you're not going to forget.
One doesn't dance.
That's what the shirt said. You would never forget this.
It was either that or the Gerties. And I was like, you know what? I would rather be a Foguette than a Gertie.
Should have been the Johnsons.
Let's see. John Fogerty is... This is a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one.
Yeah, he's 80.
He is 80 years old today.
Okay,
Paige agrees.
We'll see if she'll get Gladys Knight.
Paige agrees.
All right.
This is a twofer if you get this one. Because Gladys Knight had a birthday the same day, the same year as Rudy Giuliani. It's both their birthdays today, same year. How old are they? Two for one. Midnight train to your mama's house. Remember, we are on limited time.
I know. I'm going to go with 84, which was my favorite Olympics.
85.
That's a good one. 81 years old for both of them.
Yeah,
we got some happy heavenlies for you.
Dead people.
Do you remember Glenn Quinn? He was Becky's husband, Mark, on Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, I remember the guy. I don't.
Yeah, he was an Irish actor, overdosed on drugs. Would have been 55 years old today. Dang. He was 32 when he passed away.
God.
And Jerry West, the logo.
Oh, logo man.
We lost him last year. He would have been 97 damn years old.
Do you follow her on Instagram, Catboy?
Who?
Jenny. I should have said. Jenny Buss.
Should have said. I think I might. Even since she married Jay Moore. A guy who scares a lot of comedians for some reason. They are afraid of Jay Moore.
Early.
Why is he so frightened?
He didn't party. And so I think he knows. But if you're a comedian, like, I assumed you did a lot of coke.
Well, they
did a lot of, you know, whatever, Special K, whatever the trend thing.
Allude to him ripping off jokes, but they won't come out and say it. For some reason, like, comedians are afraid of Jay Moore. And I'm talking about comedians you know, like, you know, the. Look, I've heard, like, you know, Tom Segura's and Bert Kreischer's and others talk about, like, allude to Jay Moore, but won't straight up say.
What about, like, is it Rogan? Is that the guy's name? Not Seth. Does he, like, talk crap to him? Like, Dave Chappelle, would he talk crap to him? Or, you know?
I think the big ones might, but they kind of get along with him a lot more.
I think comedians should be feared.
Evidently, a lot of comedians rip each other off.
Yeah, but, well, I assume that, but, like, if a funny person, you shouldn't fear them. I think they should only be like a, you know, they're there to entertain me. Make me laugh, funny man.
Like, all of you are funny. You just, like, you know, you cross lines here or there. A lot of people say Mencia rip him off, but he's always been great to us. He never ripped off anything
nice
I said.
You know, if you have.
You're welcome to it.
Man's awesome.
Very
nice.
But. Like you said, that was the person who started the Mencia stuff. Also, his career went way up after doing all that. So you got to say, like, it's like if you got arrested for something and you, like, outed a bunch of people, so your arrest significance went down. I think that's what.
Like, if you got busted hooking up with dudes somewhere.
Yeah. That person's got like a 50-year contract with Netflix now. You know what I'm saying? So, Paige.
Yes.
Tomorrow's Thursday. What do you think that means?
That means fussing and fun times.
No, see, I mean. Geez.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't you mean to be mother. So.
How are we
gonna
go fussing? God.
You bastard woman. You.
I want you to listen to the podcast today. Here's what you do. You text the word podcast to 1-800-774-0093, which is the TLCMotors.com text line. Now, don't do this while you're driving. Do it while you're standing still or something. It will cost you some caller data if you don't have a plan like that, but either way. Also,
we in those times still where you don't have data plans in the car.
Well, you still have to mention it legally. I know.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
God, how do you not have a data? How do you got a data cap?
Even Trump phones have data plans.
I know. Even, like, freaking Deadpool Mobile. Whatever. Mint. All right, so you got to get the podcast. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands, and God bless America. Don't zippy goob.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.